Hey everyone, welcome back to BrightLearn.ai. You know, we've got something really special to talk about today, something that goes way beyond just raising chickens. We're diving into The Self-Sufficient Flock, a complete guide to raising happy, healthy chickens. Naturally, and let me tell you, this book isn't just about poultry. It's about reclaiming your food, your health, your independence, and even your freedom in a world that's trying to take all of that away from you. Nova, when you first cracked this book open, what hit you the hardest?
Oh man, Reese, so much. But the biggest thing? The realization that raising chickens naturally isn't just some quaint hobby. It's a full-on rebellion against the industrial food system. I mean, think about it. We're talking about real food, real nutrition, and breaking free from the corporate monopoly that controls what we eat. And it's not just about eggs. It's about sovereignty. It's about saying, I don't need your factory farms, your pesticides, or your permission to feed my family.
Right. And you know what really got me? The idea that every single egg you pull from your own coop is like a tiny victory against big ag, big pharma, and the whole globalist food control grid. I mean, think about the numbers here. Factory farmed eggs are some of the most nutrient depleted foods on the planet. Studies show that pastured eggs have up to 20 times more healthy omega-3 fatty acids, 3 times more vitamin E, and 7 times more beta carotene than eggs from caged hens. That's not just better food. That's medicine. And the best part? You're producing it yourself. No corporate middleman required.
Exactly. And it's not just about the nutrients. It's about what's not in those eggs. No synthetic hormones, no antibiotic residues, no glyphosate from GMO feed. The book really drives this home. Industrial eggs are basically empty shells compared to what you get from hens that are actually allowed to be chickens. Scratching, pecking, eating bugs and greens. It's like nature's perfect multivitamin, and Big Pharma hates that we can access it for free.
Yeah, and here's the thing. This isn't just a health issue. It's a security issue. We've seen what happens when supply chains collapse, right? Empty shelves, price gouging, food shortages engineered to keep us dependent. But when you've got a backyard flock, you're insulated from that. Your hens keep laying, rain or shine, crisis or no crisis. That's real resilience. And it's not just about eggs. It's about meat, too. A small flock of dual-purpose breeds can provide a family with over 100 pounds of meat per year, all from a system that's self-sustaining if you do it right.
Oh, it's so true. And I love how the book frames chickens as part of this closed-loop system. Like, they're not just livestock, they're partners in your homestead. They eat your kitchen scraps, turn your waste into fertilizer, and even help control pests. It's this beautiful cycle where everything has a purpose, nothing goes to waste, and you're not dependent on some corporate feed store or government subsidy. It's how food should work.
Exactly. And you know what else? The book really hammers home how industrial agriculture is part of this bigger control grid. They want us dependent on their poisoned food, their patented seeds, their synthetic fertilizers, even their vaccines. But when you raise your own chickens naturally, you're opting out of that entire system. You're saying, no thanks, I'll feed my family myself, without your chemicals or your permission.
Yes. And it's not just about the food. It's about the skills. The book breaks down how raising chickens teaches you to think like a homesteader. You learn to build coops, grow your own feed, even hatch your own chicks. These are the kinds of skills that make you truly independent. No government handouts, no corporate solutions, just you, your hands, and the land working together. And that's a dangerous idea to the people who want us helpless and dependent.
You're so right. And speaking of skills, the book has this incredible section on natural chicken keeping. No synthetic feeds, no antibiotics, just working with nature. It's almost like a lost art. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew this stuff, but we've been conditioned to think we need all these expensive, toxic products to raise animals. The book even cites studies showing that chickens raised on natural diets with access to pasture have stronger immune systems, lower mortality rates, and higher nutrient density in their eggs and meat compared to conventionally raised birds.
Ugh, don't even get me started on the scam that is industrial chicken keeping. The way Big Ag and Big Pharma have convinced people that you need their antibiotics, their medicated feeds, their vaccines, it's all a lie. The book talks about how simple things, like garlic, oregano, and apple cider vinegar can keep your flock healthier than any factory-made medicine. And no side effects, no superbugs, no dependency on some pharmaceutical company's latest patented drug. It's like, why would you pump your animals full of chemicals when nature already provided the solutions?
Right. And here's something wild. The book points out that chickens on natural diets actually prefer to eat weeds, bugs, and greens over processed feed when given the choice. Their bodies know what's good for them, but industrial agriculture has perverted that. They've taken an animal that's perfectly adapted to thrive in a natural environment and crammed it into a system that requires constant chemical intervention just to keep it alive. That's not farming. That's a biological war against nature.
Oh, it's so true. And the book even ties this into the bigger picture. How raising chickens naturally is this act of resistance against the globalist agenda? They want us dependent on their labs, their factories, their entire narrative that says, you can't survive without us. But every time you collect an egg from your own hen, every time you watch your flock thrive without their poisons, you're proving them wrong. You're showing that real abundance comes from working with nature, not against it.
Yeah, and here's something else that blew my mind. The book talks about how chickens can be part of a decentralized food system. Like, when you raise your own, you're not just feeding yourself. You're building a local network that can't be shut down by supply chain disruptions or government mandates. Think about it. In a crisis, eggs become this incredibly valuable trade commodity. People will barter anything for real, fresh food. So you're not just feeding your family, you're creating this local resilience that bypasses the entire corporate food monopoly.
Yes, and it's not just about the eggs. It's about the manure, too. I mean, who knew chicken poop could be so valuable? The book breaks down how chicken manure is one of the most potent natural fertilizers out there, high in nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. But here's the kicker. When you compost it properly, it's way more effective than those toxic synthetic fertilizers Big Ag pushes, and it's free. You're not just avoiding their poison, you're replacing it with something better.
Right, and it's all part of this bigger cycle. The chickens eat the scraps, they fertilize the garden grows more food, and the cycle just keeps going. That's how nature actually works. Not this linear, extractive system that's strip mining the planet and leaving us with depleted soil and nutrient-deficient food. The book even cites data showing that small-scale, integrated farms can produce more food per acre than industrial monocultures, and without the ecological destruction.
Oh, it's so true. And I love how the book talks about the spiritual side of it, too. Like, tending to chickens connects you to the land in this really grounding way. It's not just a chore. It's a ritual. Collecting eggs in the morning, watching them scratch around, hearing them cluck. It's this daily reminder that real life happens here, in the dirt and the sunshine, not in some corporate boardroom or government office. It's this tangible connection to the earth that so many of us have lost.
Yeah, and you know what else? The book really drives home how raising chickens is this act of defiance against the whole industrial food complex. They want us to think we need their permission to eat, to heal, to live. But every time you crack open an egg from your own hen, you're saying, nope, I don't need your system. I've got this. And that's a radical idea in a world where they're trying to patent seeds, control food production, and even push lab-grown meat as the future.
Yes, and it's not just about the food. It's about the freedom. Like, when you raise your own chickens, you're not just feeding your body. You're nourishing your soul. You're proving to yourself that you don't need their supermarkets, their doctors, or their rules. You can take care of yourself. And that's powerful. The book even quotes this old saying, "The man who has a garden and a chicken coop holds the keys to his own prison door." And it's true. You're unlocking a level of independence that most people have forgotten is even possible.
Exactly. And you know, the book even talks about how chickens can be part of a bigger homestead ecosystem, like integrating them with ducks for pest control, or with goats to clean up brush, or even with rabbits for additional meat and fertilizer. Each animal plays a role, and together, they create this resilient, self-sustaining system. It's permaculture in action, the way people have lived for centuries before all this corporate nonsense took over.
Oh, I love that. And it's so empowering. You know, like, you're not just raising chickens, you're building a system that works with nature, that doesn't need their chemicals or their patents or their permission. And the book makes it clear, this isn't some back-to-the-land fantasy. It's practical, it's doable. Even if you live in the suburbs, you can start with a few hens in a small coop and scale up from there.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. The book even breaks down the economics of it. Like, if you spend $300 on a small coop and a few hens, within a year, you've already saved enough on grocery bills to break even. After that, it's pure profit, $500 to $1,000 a year in free eggs and meat, depending on your setup. And that's not even counting the fertilizer, the pest control, or the barter potential. It's like printing your own food money.
Yes, and it's not just about saving money. It's about real wealth, the kind that can't be inflated away by the Fed or seized by the government. The book talks about how, in hyperinflation scenarios, like what's happening in Venezuela or Zimbabwe, people with backyard flocks are the ones who eat. While everyone else is scrambling for overpriced grocery store eggs, you're sitting pretty with your own supply. That's not just smart. It's survival.
Exactly. And you know what's really cool? The book ties us into the history of food control. Like, did you know that during the Great Depression, families who kept chickens were the ones who survived the hardest times? Or that in World War II, victory gardens and backyard flocks were encouraged by the government because they knew local food production was key to resilience? But fast forward to today, and now they're trying to outlaw backyard chickens in some cities. They don't want us to be independent. They want us dependent.
Oh, it's so obvious when you see it like that. And the book even talks about how urban farming laws are being weaponized to stop people from growing their own food. Like, they'll allow you to have a tiny, decorative garden, but the second you try to actually feed yourself, with chickens, goats, or even a large vegetable plot, they slap you with fines and zoning violations. It's not about safety or nuisance. It's about control.
Yeah, and that's why this book is so important. It's not just a how-to guide. It's a manifesto for food freedom. It teaches you how to raise chickens under the radar if you need to, how to build coops that blend into urban environments, and how to work with neighbors to create food networks that fly under the bureaucrats' radar. It's like a playbook for quiet revolution.
Yes, and it's not just about chickens. It's about mindset. The book talks about how starting with chickens often leads people to expand into gardens, fruit trees, bees, and even larger livestock. It's this gateway to a whole new way of living. One, where you're not a consumer, but a producer. Where you're not at the mercy of the system, but outside of it. And that's what they're really afraid of.
Absolutely. And you know what else the book highlights? The nutritional superiority of home-raised eggs and meat. Like, pastured eggs have higher levels of vitamin D, which is critical in a world where they're trying to keep us sick and dependent on their synthetic supplements. And the meat? Lower in inflammatory fats. Higher in CLAs, conjugated linoleic acid, which fights cancer and obesity. It's like your backyard flock is your own personal pharmacy.
Oh, and the book even gets into how chicken manure tea can be used as a foliar spray to boost plant growth and deter pests. No Roundup needed. It's like every part of the chicken contributes to the system. Even their feathers can be used for mulch or insulation. Nothing is wasted. Compare that to industrial farming, where they burn fossil fuels to ship feed, water, and eggs thousands of miles, and then dump the waste into rivers. It's a completely different philosophy.
Yeah, and the book really drives home how this is part of a decentralized resistance. Like, when you raise your own chickens, you're not just feeding yourself, you're building a local food economy that can't be crashed by Wall Street or the Fed. You're creating a system where food is community-based, not corporate-controlled. And in a world where they're pushing lab-grown meat, insect protein, and fake eggs, real homegrown food becomes an act of defiance.
Yes, and the book even talks about how heirloom chicken breeds are part of this. Like, industrial agriculture has narrowed chickens down to a few hybrid breeds that are dependent on their system. But when you raise heritage breeds, like Rhode Island Reds, Australor, or Orpingtons, you're preserving genetic diversity. You're keeping alive the kinds of birds that can forage, survive, and reproduce naturally without needing Big Ag's inputs. It's like saving seeds, but for livestock.
Exactly. And you know what's wild? The book points out that chickens can even help detoxify your land. Like, if you've got soil that's been contaminated with pesticides or heavy metals, certain plants and fungi can pull those toxins out of the ground, and chickens can help break them down further through their digestion. It's this incredible bioremediation process that turns poisoned land into fertile soil over time. So you're not just growing food, you're healing the earth.
Oh, that's so powerful. And it's such a contrast to what industrial agriculture does. Just dumping more toxins on top of toxins, creating these dead zones where nothing can grow without their chemicals. But with chickens, it's the opposite. You're restoring the land while feeding yourself. It's this beautiful, regenerative cycle.
Yeah, and the book even gets into the political implications of all this. Like, when you raise your own food, you're opting out of the carbon credit scam, the climate engineering hoax, and the whole "you must obey our rules to save the planet" narrative. Because here's the truth. Small-scale, regenerative farming sequesters more carbon than industrial monocultures. But they don't want you to know that, because then you'd realize you don't need their permissions or their taxes to live sustainably.
Oh, it's so true. And the book talks about how chickens are part of a real climate solution, not the fake one they're selling with carbon taxes and lab-grown meat. Like, a backyard flock reduces food miles to zero. It eliminates packaging waste. It turns waste into resources. And it does all this without a single government subsidy or corporate handout. It's the ultimate anti-fragile system.
Exactly. And you know what else? The book makes the case that raising chickens is a form of wealth preservation. Like, when the dollar collapses, and let's be real, it will, your chickens are still going to lay eggs. Your garden is still going to grow. Your skills are still going to be valuable. But all those digital dollars, poof, gone. So in a way, every chicken is like a little feathered gold bar, an asset that produces real value, no matter what the Fed does.
Yes. And it's not just about financial collapse. It's about health collapse, too. The book talks about how factory-farmed eggs are linked to inflammation, allergies, and even autoimmune diseases because of the unnatural diets and stress those chickens endure. But when you raise your own, you're getting food that heals instead of harms. It's like your own immune-boosting, disease-fighting superfood factory.
Yeah, and the book even cites research showing that pastured eggs contain more choline, which is essential for brain health, and more lutein and zeaxanthin, which protect your eyesight. Meanwhile, industrial eggs are so devoid of nutrients that they're basically empty calories with a side of toxins. It's no wonder our health is in freefall when this is what they're feeding us.
Oh, it's so true. And the book really hammers home how raising chickens is a family activity, something that teaches kids where food comes from, how to care for animals, and how to be self-sufficient. In a world where they're trying to turn our children into screen-addicted consumers, this is revolutionary. It's raising a generation that knows how to produce, not just consume.
Absolutely. And you know what else the book highlights? The mental health benefits. Like, studies show that spending time with animals lowers cortisol levels, reduces anxiety, and even fights depression. And there's something about the rhythm of tending to chickens, feeding them in the morning, collecting eggs in the afternoon, that grounds you. It's this daily reminder that life is real, not just a stream of digital noise.
Yes, and it's not just about the chickens. It's about the community you build around them. The book talks about how backyard flocks can become the center of a local food network, where you trade eggs for honey, or meat for vegetables, or manure for labor. It's how humans have lived for millennia, and it's way more resilient than the fragile, globalized system we're stuck in now.
Exactly. And you know what's really powerful? The book makes the case that raising chickens is a form of quiet activism. Like, you're not out there protesting. You're living the change. You're showing that another way is possible. And in a world where they're trying to force us into digital IDs, CBDCs, and total surveillance, growing your own food is one of the last true acts of freedom.
Oh, it's so true. And the book even talks about how chickens can be part of a preparedness plan. Like, in a grid-down scenario, they're a renewable food source that doesn't require electricity or gas. They're portable wealth. You can take them with you if you need to bug out. And they're low-tech. No fancy equipment needed. Just knowledge and a little bit of land. It's the ultimate off-grid asset.
Yeah, and the book really drives home how simple it is to start. You don't need a farm. You don't need a fortune. You can begin with 3 hens in a small coop, and in 6 months, you'll be swimming in eggs. And once you've mastered that, you can scale up, add a rooster, hatch your own chicks, maybe get into meat birds. It's a step-by-step path to independence, and it starts with something as small as a chicken.
Yes, and that's what's so beautiful about it. It's not all or nothing. You don't have to quit your job and move to the countryside tomorrow. You can start right now, where you are, with what you have. And every step you take is a step away from their system and towards something real.
Absolutely. So if you're listening and you've ever thought about raising chickens, or even if you just want to take a step toward more freedom in your life, this book is a must read. It's practical, it's inspiring, and it's a roadmap to a different kind of life, one where you're in control.
Yes! And hey, if you're ready to dive in, you can find The Self-Sufficient Flock and so many more books like it completely free to download, read, and share at BrightLearn.ai. There's a whole world of knowledge there, waiting for you to explore it. So go check it out, start your own journey to self-sufficiency, and remember, every egg, every cluck, every scratch in the dirt is a step toward freedom.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. We'll catch you next time on BrightLearn.ai. And remember, real freedom starts in your own backyard. So get out there, start small, and keep moving forward. See you soon.